Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Out to Arizona, talk some spring training baseball. Of course, coverage of spring training here on 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Park and Go, KC's premier airport parking destination. Our Royals insider Josh Vernier joins us. Vern, let's just get it out of the way. Yesterday we asked you about Salvador Perez. All good?
Yeah, Salvy's fine. He was itching to get back into a game, and he'll do that, it appears, coming up in just over 1 hour from now. The tarp is on the field, but for some reason they're still going to play this game. It's so cold. It's colder here than it is in Kansas City. I think you guys actually got us beat. I must tell you a funny story about Salvy. As there was a young woman from Venezuela. She does sports coverage in Venezuela. The Royals have as many Venezuelan players as any team in Major League Baseball. Salvy, the legendary Salvy's on the team. And, to a young single man, this would be a very attractive woman. So, as.
Not you, though.
As the guys are going through their little, stretching and wind sprints and whatnot, there's some snickering going on as we're all observing, and she's standing there as well. Salvy takes it on himself. He grabs Drew Waters by the arm and drags him over to her, because I'm guessing Drew Waters was chirping a little bit, feeling himself, talking about what she looks like and what he would do. So Salvy drags Drew over, introduces him to her. Drew Waters just beat red in the face. Michael Garcia's doubled over in laughter. Angel Zerpa right there next to him. All the Venezuelans getting a good kick out of the gringo opening his mouth a little bit.
That's great. That's fantastic. That's what I really do love about Salvy. He's always just so unapologetically himself, which means he's not afraid to embarrass Drew Waters in that circumstance. Vern, do you think that Gold is going to meet his future wife at Kelly's tonight?
No, I don't.
Okay. How long do you think an $1,100 tab will last, considering we've invited people on the show for the last 2 weeks?
Not long. Not long at all. I'll say what time it starts at 6?
6:30.
6:30. I'll say, looking at the ratings, you guys will probably have it spent in 90 minutes.
Okay, you're thinking 8 o'clock. We'll set the over-under at 7:59.5,
Yeah, I think it can go quick.
You know better than most. You bought some beers at Kauffman once and the tab ran up fast.
Backfired.
Wasn't it your card?
I forgot to set a limit like you guys.
Yeah, you used your card. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure did. Yep, and I'm begging the people I worked with. I'm like, hey, man, can you throw me a hundo? I got nothing right now.
Can you confirm? So somebody who was in attendance in the game last night, they were talking about that Caglione home run, which was obviously impressive. He said it's more impressive than people realize because the wind was blowing in from right field. What was that home run like, I guess, in person? Was it really hard to get a home run that night?
It's still the desert, but yes, it certainly has been as windy as really I've experienced out here in Arizona. An impressive home run. Can I just get to the does Dusty Likens speak for the station?
No.
As he is wont to have Jack on the opening day roster, are either one of you three banging that same drum?
No. Cody's getting close.
Because it's pretty strong coming from Dusty. I wasn't sure if he speaks.
I said, give me a couple of weeks and I might talk myself into it, but I'm not there.
Right. Are we writing a song, Cody? Because that's the telltale sign that the city is behind this idea.
No, I don't think that's the majority by any means. I think everybody, look, you watch the highlight like we did. We weren't there in person, and like he looks the part. You're like, my goodness, he makes it look easy. All of that fits. But the guys he's faced, even in Springford, I don't know. I maybe Colin Snyder. Otherwise, I don't know any of these other guys. I couldn't name you the pitchers he's actually gone up against.
Colin Snyder, of course, a member of the Mike Matheny Royals. If anyone's wondering who Colin Snyder is, and that's
Jake
not to knock everybody that was
Jake
on that
Jake Heitenbaden, like who the hell is that? You know what I'm saying? That's my only thing. Is like, let's pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah, and we really want to relegate the kid to being a DH only, because what was overheard yesterday while Jack was in right field just during regular batting practice, shagging fly balls, one coach hollers, that's why you're an infielder, as he completely misread just a routine can of corn fly ball. So, again, this is the big leagues. They're always looking to exploit weaknesses. It's not, hey, just get out in right field and learn it quickly. That, you guys know. Not how it works.
I guess I think it's as simple as hit in the minors and we'll teach you right field. Like, they're going to put him in there. Agreed. They're going to put him in his natural position. They're going to let him do his thing in AA or AAA. And if you hit and you keep hitting and you're forcing our hand, we'll teach you right field then. Like, we're not going to force to teach you right field until, I guess, we get to that point.
And MJ's hitting. Massey's hitting. Now, Michael Garcia's hitting. Now, MJ and Massey have hit before and have hit well out here in spring training. Can they carry that to the regular season? I tend to believe that they're more likely to help the team win in April, May, and June than Jack Caglione. But that, of course, is not to rule out a second-half emergence of the big swinging lefty, no doubt.
I loved hearing Vern, by the way. I saw Cole Reagans did really well yesterday, kind of shoved for a spring training game. I loved reading that it was like, part of it is because he was pissed off about how badly he'd performed in a spring training game. Some pitchers don't care about that. I mean, Zach Greinke was throwing like 30-mile-per-hour wiffle balls, essentially, in those just for fun. It's like, but he took it serious. Like, it sounds like Cole Reagans takes even spring training serious.
Yeah, I mean, he gets butterflies before his first outing in the Cactus League every single season. I was wondering, because I came out with you guys last week after his subpar performance here in Surprise, and you know, some were wondering, is there anything to be concerned about? And I quickly dismissed it, and then the next day inside the clubhouse, you would think that Cole Reagans lost Game 7 of the World Series. I mean, this dude was agitated, head down in the locker. And talking with Brian Sweeney, Royals pitching coach, earlier today, you know, that's Cole Reagans. You know, he can get too high, he can get too low, but they have done, since coming to Kansas City, they've done a pretty good job of quickly identifying what's the issue. Are you struggling against lefties? Well, let's have a better plan of attack. Let's let it eat a little bit more, and you certainly saw that with the life on the fastball. Cole Reagans, you would think, you know, we're probably less than a week away from finding out he's going to be the opening day starter for a second straight season. The question is how many opening day starts does he make moving forward? Because as you saw last night, he's one of the finest pitchers in Major League Baseball, and when you have that kind of competitive a relentless competitive spirit to where a spring training game can, you know, sting you for 3 to 4 days afterward, that's the kind of guy that you pay long term. I'm not saying that's anything that we need to start discussing now, but that type of talent with that type of mindset, that as he has been, that's a franchise changer.
What about Chris Bubich? You know, we were talking earlier in the show just about where one he starts the season and how do they handle perhaps an innings limitation. If you were going to ask, how does he not look as sharp as he did when he was in the bullpen? Is it an innings limitation? Do they ask him not to, I mean, throw the curveball as much? What do you think the plan is for him?
Well, they're certainly, you know, even, again, talking with Brian Sweeney earlier today, and I'm asking about Waka and Lugo and Reagans. Can they meet or exceed their innings totals from a season ago? And it's a quick, dodge of the question in that they want to do it, so we're going to come behind them and support them as much as we can to try and get all three of them to 200 innings. So, you know, I read in between the lines of no, we're not expecting three 200 innings. We're not expecting Lugo to lead the American League in innings pitched. Now, as far as Chris Bubich is concerned, the guy that threw, 70 innings last year across the minors and the majors, maybe you want to bump that up because of bullpens and side sessions. Maybe that gets up to 90, 100 innings. So you think, $120 this year? The way that it appears they're going to handle Chris Bubich is he's going to be the number five starter to start off the season. And understandably so, because if he's starting the season in the bullpen, what's his role, right? I mean, Estevez is the closer. You have a fireman in Lucas Ursig. Hunter Harvey's your setup guy. Angel Zerpa's your lefty specialist, who the organization expects even more from. Expects lefties to be completely nullified by Zerpa, and they expect to see even more from him against righties. That's a pretty strong big four
in
the back end of your bullpen. So where would Bubich fit in there? And I'm sure there's someone saying, well, where does Daniel Lynch fit in there? Well, Lynch to me is more of a multi-inning reliever. I'm not going to denigrate him and say a mop-up duty, but you know, if Bubich, and this is how I think you use him, if we're going to allow Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha and Michael Lorenzen and Cole Reagans to earn that third time through the lineup, I don't know if Chris Bubich can earn that, right? I think Chris Bubich, you're going to mine the innings early. You're going to let him five and dive, and then you turn it over to that bullpen. Now, as we get towards the summer months, then I see him transitioning to the bullpen for those final few bullets that he has down the stretch. Those come out of the bullpen, and he's replaced in the rotation by, you know, hopefully a Kyle Wright or an Alec Marsh. Hopefully nothing has transpired prior to that that necessitates them moving to the rotation any earlier. But again, and you guys referenced it earlier, those 2.5 starts in year one of Brian Sweeney in this pitching staff, pitching department, you saw the Chris Bubich that he always believed that he was. You know, I learned a lot from Chris Bubich. I'll remember taking countless phone calls of, you know, Vern, this pitching coach has to go. Mike Matheny's got to go. This guy's got to go. They're not letting Chris Bubich throw the pitches that he wants. And, man, that used to drive me up a wall. It's your big league career. Don't let a coach tell you what you can and can't do. And, you know, I would tell that to Chris, and he would kind of, you know, grit his teeth and smile and go, yeah, Vern, that's a good point. And then Matheny and those guys are removed. Brian Sweeney comes in. He allows Chris Bubich to – and supports Chris Bubich with the slider – to go along with that devastating changeup and a good fastball. So now when he has that type of support system behind him, and they're telling Chris the things that he always believed, that's why you saw as good of a 25-year-old lefty as, you know, we saw through these parts in quite some time in those 2.5 starts back in 2023. So there are high expectations for Bubich, as we talked earlier this week. I think, you know, by the end of April, we could have a discussion of, man, is he the third best arm on this team right now? Just like we did at times with Brady Singer last year, just like we did at times with Alec Marsh. Bubich has maybe not the overpowering stuff of a Marsh or at times a Brady Singer, but the way that he can use a hitter's weaknesses against him, the way that he thinks the game, I think could separate him from the aforementioned Marsh and Singer and catapult him to that third best arm in this Royals rotation. So I think you let him attack early on. Now you're wise with him again third time through, and you utilize that great bullpen. But the message to him right now is, we'll worry about innings when that comes. We just want you to attack this season as if there are no restraints. But of course there are, coming off a truncated 2024.
I really feel like Chris Bubich was the single biggest reason why they were willing to let Brady Singer go. Like, they were so high on him, they're like, we can afford it.
Yeah, I'm sure that played a role. Listen, if you don't have Chris Bubich, you're not going to go into the season banking on Kyle Wright. But, you know, they were pretty desperate for that leadoff hitter. They didn't see him on the free agent market. Jonathan India was a guy that, you know, Brady Singer actually told him, I've never met a more competitive, a better teammate than Jonathan India. And that meant a lot to the team because Brady Singer, as competitive as anyone I've been around and a great teammate, and lo and behold, they ultimately get traded for one another. I'm sure Bubich played a big role, but still, you know, I don't know if you can part with a Brady Singer because a guy coming off of Tommy John might be able to give you a strong 3 months. I do think that India and having someone in front of Bobby Witt Jr. weighed even heavier than the knowledge that Bubich was waiting in the wings.
Josh Fernier, our Royals insider, enjoy maybe a game that gets delayed or something. Yeah, freeze. I know, it's so terrible.
Cold game
weather.
Out in Arizona. Uh-huh.
We're about to have 70s here all next week, Vern. 70s all next week.
Good, you deserve it. Uh-huh. You've been through a lot.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.